Jenny come lately, sweet, sweet as can be. You may have come lately, but Jenny come lately, you're the one for me. That's it.
Okay, my heart just stopped. Thank you very much.
I should have taken more time with that. I would have done a better job on it.
Oh, no, that sounded great. That sounded absolutely great. And congratulations, speaking of great, on your brand new album, Spirit in the Room, which just came out here in the U.S. on Rounder.
Right.
And it's your second album with the producer Ethan Johns, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you two meet, and when did you decide the time was right to collaborate?
Well, we were talking to some producers. You know, what album am I going to do next? What am I, you know, what's my next venture? And when I met Ethan, he made a lot of sense, and he said, "I would like to do something with you that you haven't done before." You know, to do something that I know you can do, because he said, I know the way you sing and what you're capable of, and let's get into a studio with some musicians and do it live. And, you know, let's try that. I said, well, okay, fine, let's try it. So when we got in this, we went to Peter Gabriel's studio in Wiltshire, in a place called Box, where, funnily enough, my grandmother came from, my father's mother. It's only a small town, but it's a beautiful place. Anyway, so we go to Peter Gabriel's studio, Real World, and with some musicians, and we picked some songs, and we started to record. And I mean, it was sounding so natural, and we got on so well. Ethan played guitar, and I sang, and you know, we had a few musicians doing this, that, and the other, and things started to work. So then we did the first album, which was called Praise and Blame. And that worked so well that we thought we'd do another one, you know, which is, and we called it Spirit in the Room, because when I was there, Peter Gabriel had built this recording studio over a water mill. It used to be an old water mill. And I thought, I bet my grandmother used to walk around here when she was a child, because it's a very small place. It's a village, you know, and there is no other part of the village, so she couldn't have come from another part of town. That's it. So I had a feeling there. I felt something.
Her presence.
Yeah. And I thought there's a spirit in the room, you know, and so that's what I call the album, Spirit in the Room.
You probably get asked a lot about the tracks that you decided to record for the record. And one of my favorite tracks on the album was written by a fellow Texan, Mickey Newberry, and recorded by another Texan, Kenny Rogers, in the first edition, later featured in The Big Lebowski. And your remake is really sweet. It has this nice little bossa nova beat to it and this beautiful guitar work from Ethan.
Yep.
And what was it that drew you to that song?
Well, I used to listen to Mickey Newberry's records when he first came out, and he was the one that put the American Trilogy together that Elvis loved so much, and so did I. And Elvis and myself, we were both doing the American Trilogy in arenas, you know, in the 70s. So I've been listening to, and Elvis loved Mickey Newberry, you know, and so do I. So I always loved that song. I heard his version of it. He sent it to me, as a matter of fact, Mickey Newberry.
Wow.
You know, to record it, but I never got to it. Kenny Rogers did it. And when I had my TV show, funnily enough, Kenny Rogers in the first edition did that song on my TV show. And I thought, I got to record that song one day, you know. And so finally I got to it. But I've always loved it. It's a very interesting, dark, really, you know, it's a dark song, you know, about a man that's that is not feeling too good when he wakes up in the morning, and he, you know, just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Now, you probably get asked about this a lot, but your cameo on The Simpsons makes it one of the best episodes ever.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Well, they asked me to do it, and I said, well, before I say yes or no, could I have a look at the cartoon that you're going to make, you know, that you're going to draw? So they did. They drew it and sent it to me, and I said, yeah, that looks good.
Let's go.
And yeah, and the storyline, and then they told me about, you know, Marge Simpson is a big fan of mine, you know, in the story. So I thought it was cute, and I did it.
Now, what's on tap for the future? Any new projects coming up?
Yeah, I'm recording with Ethan again.
Yes.
I was in England 3 weeks ago, I think it was. 3 weeks to a month. And we've started to cut tracks already.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're going to be working with him again. And it's just been a really huge honor talking to you this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Ginny.
And congratulations on your brand new album.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Tom Jones.
Thanks, love.